Since April, Pennsylvania has cut at least 137,000 people from its Medicaid insurance program for residents who have low incomes. The cuts come from the end of the pandemic-era protections that guaranteed continuous enrollment in the program during COVID-19. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke to local Medicaid enrollees who say the reinstated renewal process has been stressful and riddled with difficulties.
Harrison Farina remembers how complicated it was to apply for Medicaid. He first joined the insurance program in 2019.
I got a bunch of packets in the mail, and they were asking me for different things with different due dates.
Medicaid typically requires people to submit income information and other documents every year in order to stay on the program. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, that requirement was waived. Farina and others didn't have to go through the renewal process for nearly 3 years.
It just meant I didn't have to worry about that. I could keep getting my health care and I would know it was stable.
But that pandemic waiver ended this spring. Farina says people are again at risk of losing their health insurance because of paperwork issues. Philadelphia resident Thea Reimel says it's a tedious process, especially for people like herself, who went through it while living in a homeless shelter.
I couldn't do it over my phone. I had to go to a library, sign up for a library card just so I could use the computer. And it kept shutting down every so many minutes. And I'd have to hope and pray that my information was saved.
Reimel says it would be devastating if she lost Medicaid. As a transgender woman, her insurance covers hormone therapy and other medications that she couldn't afford otherwise.
I'm also older. I mean, luckily my health isn't bad, but I mean, I'm at an age now where I need to pay attention to certain things. So, I mean, without that, if something came up, I don't know what I would do.
Legal experts say anyone who gets terminated from the program has a right to appeal the decision. People have up to 90 days to file an appeal or request a reconsideration. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.